A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is the place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. Hey, my name's Hayley Quinn. Welcome back to another episode of Love HQ, where we actually go renegade on your current standards of love, and I'm giving you a new female-empowered version that you can go with. So if you are really sick to death of hearing how you can catch and keep a man, how to be the woman of his dreams, that you're too picky, or you just haven't met the right one yet, and when you do meet the right one, he'll find you, or any of that crap, and you want to do something different and practical and cool and modern and progressive and powerful, you're in the right place. I'm really thrilled today to be joined by Chief Pleasure Officer from MysteryVibe.com, Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, how's it going?
So can you explain your rather sexy role to the women that are listening?
Absolutely. I'm one of the co-founders and I'm Chief Pleasure Officer at Mystery Vibe, which is a British company that designs, develops, manufactures luxury pleasure products. Or sex toys. Vibrators.
Right, so we're going to be talking in this podcast sex, sex toys, and about being an intimidating woman.
Oh, yeah.
Because Stephanie walked in here today and I'd say she's got long red hair. She's got a powerful vibe, as you would imagine from someone who's a co-founder and chief pleasure officer, you know. And I just got onto the subject, which really, like, I was like, I'm going to go renegade on the podcast. I have to talk about this, about how you're often told that you're too intimidating.
As a woman, yeah. As a strong, independent, speak your mind woman, what's the problem with that?
Right. And who are that? First of all, who are these people that are telling you that? Or just any old random person?
Well, yeah. Sometimes I get asked it when I meet new people and I explain to them what I do, which is always a bit interesting. But sometimes it's press and things like that.
It's the same thing that's like, then when people are asking me, like, am I married? And I'm like, no. And I'm thinking, would you ask a man in his late 20s if he was married to justify it? No, I don't think so. So I'm going to give you some strategies to deal with it when people make these. And also, you know what? Sometimes you're cool and happy being single. Other times you're really not liking being single at that moment. And when people say useless remarks like that, like that you're too intimidating, you're too picky, just these throwaway comments. I've had, you don't trust people enough, from someone who didn't know. I was like, you don't know who I am. And I was also thinking back through my back catalogue of past boyfriends, and I think, hang on, I probably trusted people way too much. that's more like the issue here. So it can really tread on a nerve. And I also think, as you know, as Love HQ podcast listeners and, you know, more evolved women here, powerful women, we have to learn how to actually push back a bit when people try to suggest those things to us. Because in fact, if we keep languaging things this way and we keep allowing that to be an acceptable thing to say, often to someone you don't know very well, then we're actually inadvertently perpetuating all these weird stereotypes and ideas around how women should approach love. And in fact, I'm a big believer that there's a more progressive, cooler way of doing that. So one of the things I thought with, like, you being told that you're too intimidating, I literally think it's people adding together attractive woman, works in a sexy industry, and God forbid, she's single.
Oh, wow.
That, why? Because you don't have a need, because there are many men who would like to be partnered with you and to elevate your social status to be not single anymore, because single is often seen as like this weird, lesser, abhorrent thing to be. And so I think that's like the nasty subtext, I think, is really like buried underneath there. Mm. We also had a little discussion about good ways that you said that in itself, that it's being intimidating, which is a nasty way of saying powerful to a woman. Again, we're like bossy or bitchy or intimidating. We're never powerful or like strong or cool or badass, but we are. So again, it's a way to dismiss female power. Don't like that. And I think actually sometimes your natural qualities do act like a filter, right? You said it yourself. It's like, if a guy's intimidated by me, I don't want to know.
That's his problem, not mine.
Right.
I'm going to keep doing my thing.
Right. So I think that it's important to keep doing your thing. And I'm a big believer in that. And I think your natural character is the best filter to people that are going to be good connections for you. Now, if you want to be, I guess, I would never advocate changing your behavior. What you can do is you can recognize that there's things, recognize kind of his position in all of this. Men, and I know we don't like it, I think most of us would agree that it would be nice if men approached us more.
Yeah.
Because they're not approaching us, like, I think they must have
every
done...
Every 10 seconds.
No, they're not. They're definitely not. And you want them to approach, obviously, in a way that's respectful and nice. The problem is, guys have been so continually communicated with that, like, compliments are harassing, that if they approach you, they're interrupting you. That's the most common thing that I hear from men. They'll be like, well, I don't want to interrupt her. And I'm like, well, what woman has ever, you know, what woman has ever not wanted to be interrupted, but for like a really, you know, good reason? So things that you can do is just to understand one basic principle is if you want him to approach you and you're swapping eye contact with each other, he's not putting one foot in front of the other. You can think, screw him. I want a man that can do that. Or you can think, well, actually, he's probably fearing some social judgment here. And because I'm shrewd, what I'll do is I'm going to move into his closer physical proximity. Honestly, if you could, everyone can, all of the women that are listening, if you just stand near to guys that you find are attractive, I'm not joking, you'll get approached a lot more because obviously he's worried about crossing the coffee shop. He imagines you rejecting him in some brutal and nasty and cruel way and then having to slink back over to the other side. So you can do that. I also think another good thing that's cool is... I think most of the women who are listening to this podcast, myself and Stephanie including, we're all going to identify as being strong women, right? Powerful, quite punchy characters. The offshoot of that is, of course, everybody is strong in aspects sometimes and can be strong. And then everybody can also be vulnerable. And we have, everybody has all those sides to ourselves. So what you might want to think about as well is, am I just, you know, am I not allowing the people I meet to see those other sides to me, which definitely, definitely exist because they exist for everybody. So that could mean that, not when you're getting somebody saying you're being too intimidating, because I want to tell you how to shut them down in a second, but you could think if you're on a date or something like that. I think it's also really good to introduce vulnerability into the conversation. You know, say something you don't feel so secure about, or say something you're embarrassed to admit, or, you know, for me, that might be talking about, you know, when I was like, when I was teased at school, or how I don't feel so secure at some aspects of my business. Because also you need someone who appreciates your strength, but you also equally need someone who, when you're having an off day, which we all have, who's going to be there to pick up the flack. And I don't know, I have had, let's put this into the past tense, good bit of NLP then, I have had, historically, up until now, an issue with, I probably would be attracting guys who are really attracted to my strength, but then when I actually freaking needed some help, nowhere to be seen. So... I think it's good to be conscientious of that. But anyway, we went through, but if you are getting being told that you're being too intimidating, or and the person that's saying to it is just generally a busybody who doesn't know you at all, isn't like one of your close friends, we were going through some good ways of how to tell them to shut up, basically.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I think one of the ways is just to, I guess, move the conversation on in a, like you were saying, in an LLP kind of way.
Yeah, you can, I mean, one of the strongest things you could do is you can just say, anyway, and just carry on, and not acknowledge the comment at all. Like, that's pretty brutal conversationally. Or you could say, which I'm in favour of, because I think it's really important that we try and shift how this is seen. You could say, I think the issue isn't whether I'm too intimidating. I think the real issue here is, and then you can choose from a selection of options. If you want to be really mean to them, you can say, why you think you're in a position to make that kind of commentary about my life? Ouch. Ouch. Well, I think the issue is here isn't with whether I'm intimidating, it's with actually, you know, us discussing my interpersonal relationships, when really I think we should be talking about this amazing sex toy product. So that's, which is true. You just say, look, the issue isn't with X, it's actually with Y. And then you can move the conversation on. And, you know, there might be a time where maybe you're like a wedding and it's like your great aunt who's trying to be well-meaning, but is in fact really being offensive, that you just want to subtly redirect the conversation. And I know what you said is, you mentioned you get this quite a bit because you do quite a lot of press around your job. So you might not want to be too aggro with people, too assertive.
Yeah, I think you can really balance it. So one way that I might answer that question now is if someone says to me, do you think men are intimidated by you, by what you do? I could say, well, I don't think the issue is whether or not they're intimidated by me. I think the issue is how we see women in positions of power in society. And move it on to a slightly more feminist but less personal
topic. Yeah, and I think that's the right thing to do, because then you're also highlighting the big subtext, which is with our issues with women who just do something sexy, women who do something provocative, when it isn't. Like, I'm like, fucking hell, well done, Stephanie. You're partly running an awesome new cool tech startup. That's great. Like, why do we have to attach? Anyway, as part of that, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about the business that Stephanie co-founded, which is mysteryvibe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's doing something really cool, but I think we could all get on board with as women, and it's kind of like the future of sex toys. So can you tell us about Mystery Vibe and, you know, the kind of products you do and how they're different from what else is out there in the market?
Yeah, sure. So we actually came up with the idea for building this company about 8 years ago, long time ago. Me and my co-founders used to be management consultants, funnily enough. And we saw this massive rise in smartphone technology, and alongside that, we saw how people were increasingly being distracted by it. So you always have your smartphone with you at all times. You get this flurry of texts, emails, notifications, and when you get home at the end of a long day, and as you get older, as work gets busier and more stressful, people were finding it much harder to switch off when it came to their day-to-day life and switch on when it came to sex and pleasure. And as sex is such a huge reason why many couples break up, either through quality or quantity, we thought that was a massive problem that was worth doing something about.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Hmm.
And kind of bringing the industry back up to date when it came to technology. So we wanted to create some kind of experience or service which helped you to switch off from your stress and switch on to pleasure. And that manifested itself in our first product, which is called Crescendo. It's a highly personalizable vibrator. You can bend it to take many, many different shapes, and you can make it vibrate any way that you want. It has 6 motors, each one does its own thing, or you can program it. So yeah, that's the first product.
And I think it's awesome that, so we're on the cusp of sex toys, I think, becoming really, really customizable.
Yeah.
And I think that that's probably where the trend that things will go into the future, where we're going to see actually that whether it's your bed or an app or a sex toy, it's going to actually start to become responsive to you.
Responsive and smart. There are so many cool new technologies coming out when it comes to sex tech, whether that's more on the hardware side. One thing that's really cool is is a company that we know called Kiru, who basically make a pair of sex toys, one being for a man, one being for a woman. And if you're apart from each other over long distance, they will interact with each other at the same time. So it almost feels like you're in the same place, not quite, but it's really cool. It's called teledildonics, such a horrible word, but essentially means having sex with people over long distance. There's also some amazing stuff happening around kind of haptic technology, technology of touch. How can you recreate, for example, the feeling of someone kissing you down your neck through just using technology? Or there are really cool things happening with apps and how you meet people and the kinds of people that you meet. So sex tech is really coming to the fore this year. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I think that part of this is understanding as well, creating that, kind of finding smart solutions to the problems that I think actually the surge in technology has created for us. Like, I think that almost we, with things like using, as you said, smartphones loads, you said also, I mentioned on the other podcast that we do together, my Attraction HQ podcast, how things like lots of proliferation of hardcore pornography, people bringing electronic devices into the bedroom, like all these things that are actually technology-based have been having a negative impact on intimacy.
I think that's part of the revolution that we're going to see over the next few years. I think there's been a real focus on building technology just for the sake of, we can do it, so why shouldn't we? Whereas what we really should be focusing on is building tech that enables people to connect better, whether that's connecting to themselves and exploring their own desires and what they like and dislike, or connecting to their partner, whether their partner is in the room with them or in a different. So it's all about technology for people and for humans rather than just building cool shit because we can.
Right. I love it. And I also think if you're a woman, you're listening to this and you're thinking, this sounds great, how would, because we put this question out there onto the men's podcast, how could she go about introducing the idea of using a sex toy to him? Because we all know that some men, most men, can think that, you know, the sexual act, and it's not like their fault, it's like how we've been told socially, through media, through movies, the sex act is, it begins when he puts his penis inside and it ends when he orgasms. It's all very him. So sometimes I think the thought of introducing a sexual toy into the bedroom to maybe a guy who's not switched onto that can be an interesting topic. So for the women out there who are thinking about it, what would you say to them in terms of how they could bring up that discussion or how they could encourage using sex toys in their relationships if that's what they want to do?
It's a question that we, and it's a comment that we get quite frequently in the, from men that we meet saying, oh, you're replacing us in the bedroom. All the time. But for us, it's more about enhancing the moment rather than replacing a man. I think women are much more comfortable with sex toys. Sex toys for women have a much deeper history. There are many more of them for women than there are for men. It's a much more mature market, the sex toys for women. And there's a lot of stigmas, I think, still around male masturbation and sex toys for men.
Right.
Which is one reason I think they might be slightly uncomfortable sometimes.
I agree, because if you think about it, like, and I guess this is an interesting bias that is actually against men. A lot of the times what I see biases that have inadvertently, they put women in a kind of a bad position. I think in women using a sex toy, it's like, oh, she's got a bullet, or she's got a dildo, or she's got a rabbit, or whatever, like, the generation she was in. That's pretty normal. You somehow see a guy that's using, like, oh, what was the, like, the really, the...
Flashlight.
A flashlight, exactly. Something about that, suddenly, even in kinesthetically, I get a squirm in reaction to that, which I really, if you analyse it, I shouldn't, because it's, how is that different from a woman using a piece of technology? So, again, I think sometimes this will play in to men thinking on some level, or us all thinking on some level, that sex is bad or is dirty or is uncool. And in fact, making him feel comfortable with expressing himself and normalizing these things and just having really open conversations about this stuff and just being like, well, yeah, that's what I do. I think that brings it to a point where people can feel more comfortable to express themselves. Because I think actually that the trickle down of us all feeling a bit awkward and weird talking about sex is that actually that will have an impact on him approaching you in a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And that's like, it's all part of the same big mess, in my opinion, that we can actually do a lot to change. So being open-minded to what his sexual needs might be or his fantasies, not getting freaked out if he, you know, he turns out he's got a thing for something that you don't immediately identify with, and getting actually that sexual pleasure and fantasy, like we all have some creative ones in there, and that's not to be dismissive towards our partner. So I think moving towards having a relationship which is trusting, you're able to talk about it and you're able to introduce sexual toys. And if you're single, sex toy, no brainer, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I think it's so important to have that. Now, I'm also quite big actually on women not entering into self-judgment if they do want to have casual sex. Like,
absolutely.
It really ticked and really angered. Loads of things that are annoying me today. It does annoy me when I see these posters, again, it's usually Facebook memes and stuff, which is like, my body is my temple, and so therefore I save it for myself until I find real love. And I'm like, actually, that's bad. That's so much worse than just being like, you know what, screw it, I was horny, so I fucked a guy and no big deal. Like, that's like literally, I'm sorry, I know that's crude, and you probably might be switching off now, don't switch off. I'm not saying you have to do that, or anybody has to have casual sex, or celibacy. Either of those choices are fine by me. I think it's how you feel about it that's important. Mm. So, you know what, if you want to be celibate for you, and that feels good for you, and it's not to do with because you're worried that he's going to value you differently or because you've lost value from engaging with him. As long as you're doing it because it's like, actually, like, I've done celibacy. I think it was good. It was a definite good thing to do. It was like having like a detox or something. It was very positive and I liked it. But at the same time, if you want to go out and have casual sex, or if you want to go out and, you know, only have sex within a trusting relationship, all of those choices are cool. Doesn't affect your social value, doesn't affect who you are, doesn't affect how everybody sees you. So just whatever your choice is in that moment, and your choice is also allowed to change, it's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay, I was going to stop ranting.
But I think on your earlier point about introducing a sex toy into the bedroom with a partner, if you don't know whether or not he's going to... what he's going to think about it. I think creating that atmosphere of curiosity and playfulness together is a great way to start. And it might be that you just slip it into a little bit of dirty talk.
I like how you use some like NLP then. You want to slip it into.
Slip it in.
Just slip it in. Just slip it in.
Slip it into the conversation and see how they react when you talk about it. Because I think women in general are much more comfortable when it comes to talking about and using accessories in the bedroom,
right? Because I think with our girlfriends we talk about it, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Many women these days get their first sex toy from a female friend.
There you go. That's good. That's friendship. True friends.
True friends.
So yeah, I also think that what you brought up is a really great point about the tone with which you address anything is so important, right? Like, and if you say something that's in a playful tone or something that's like, you can say basically whatever you want. And that means that how it's demonstrating to him that you feel secure with the information, that it's not a big deal, that you're not criticizing him. Mm-hmm. And so adopting a playful and like jokey, lighthearted tone can sometimes be definitely the best way to tackle topics that can be more inflammatory or more difficult. I wish I could think of a sexy segue onto this, but I can't. So I'm just going to say, if you went out there, want to check out this cool, highly customizable sex toy, Crescendo, they head to mysteryvibe.com.
Yep, head to mysteryvibe.com.
Okay, amazing. I'm also brainstorming at the moment some cool YouTube videos we can do, so maybe I'll see you on there as well. And if you are thinking, great, I love the idea of the sex toy, but you're talking a lot about me talking to my boyfriend about this, and I don't have a boyfriend, that's why I'm listening to this podcast, then if you want to head to, not that you need to have a boyfriend, being single is equally valid, you want to head to haileyquinn.com/club, whether you want to remain single and do it in an epic way, or you want to find that guy, or find many guys, or find a guy and a girl, or find any combination of the above, I've got the skills to pay the bills and I can teach you how to do it and approach life in a far more kick-ass and empowering way. So it's time to shake off that princess in a tower. One day my true love will come feeling about it and instead enjoy life. So if that's you, go to HayleyQuinn.com.
I'm heading there right now.
HayleyQuinn.com/club. And please share this podcast. It's been awesome chatting to you guys again. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Love HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old HayleyQuinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.